Blog Talk Radio.
Made it back in here another Thursday. I'm so excited. I was here yesterday as a special guest co-host on the Champagne Party, extraordinary podcast, radio talk show with my girl Sparkle and Sophia. Yes, yes, and yes. But anyway, I wanted to give my shout outs. But first of all, welcome to 2020 Vision, baby. Turn up. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I wanted to give my shout out. I had a whole list this time. Why did I think I could do this on this phone? Okay. So first of all, I want to shout out Cassia because she laid this thing. She put this Brazilian deep wave is what they call it. Shout out to Cassia, my niece, from putting this, doing my hair, making it look so lovely. Also, I wanted to shout out my mom. It was her birthday yesterday. She has gone on to rest in heaven. She has transitioned, but she is still an angel in the universe. I wanted to shout her out. Happy birthday, Mom. That's me in the middle. Then my cousin to the right, Tasha, and then my other cousin behind me, Angie, in the back. But yeah, that's my mom when I was little. Show that fancy picture of her. That's the one. Yeah, see, that's my mom, right? That's her. That's what she be doing. And that's where I got it from. I think that was on her 62nd birthday. Yep. Runs in the family. Shout out to you, Mom. Also, I wanted to shout out my son, as always, Joshua Rockman Bruce, as he permeates through the universe. You are never forgotten. Never will you be forgotten. Rest in heaven, son, and we'll continue to celebrate you through speaking about you and your music and all the things that you put here in this 3D before you decided to transition. So shout out to you. Love you to life and forever and back. Okay. And then I also want to shout out C. Knight from the Dub Shack. He just passed yesterday and he fought the good fight, but he went on ahead to glory himself and he gave us some great music and some great art and production while he was here. Shout him out. Also wanted to send a special shout out to Phoenix for just standing with him in his last few days. Love, life, and light to you all. And 2020 Vision just wants to let you know that you are recognized. Never forgotten. Okay. Now, where are we at? Oh, so now I have some other special shout outs I want to do. I have a great show this time. We're going to be continuing the conversation of current events, more social issues. And with me, I have co-piloting this plane. I have none other than Mr. Edouard LeGrant.
Hello, hello. Good to be here again.
Mm-hmm. And, later on, we're going to bring Miss Tiffany Wilson. She's going to join us again. It was very nice having a conversation with her. So she'll be back on with us. But I would like to show them, you know how I do. I like to show off my friends and show these people who they messing with. I told you guys before when I've introduced Edouard LeGrant to you that he has many names, many personalities, and many facets to him. And one of those is the artist. The artist, Chief Louis Bags.
The guy.
The guy. You got to say the guy.
When you say Chief Louis Bags.
So without further ado, I want to show a music video from you. Introduce the song.
This song is called Smoke to This. It's a song I did in St. Louis.
Okay.
Dot Films recorded it. Recorded it at Black Pearl Studios. Shout out to my uncle, Big Ro, BPNT. Basically, this song is, you know, it's one of those just reflection songs, you know.
All right, without further ado.
Fire up.
The mass has been misled about my personality. I'm a thoroughbred St. Louis' bag that I'm a soldier in the sea. Messiah told me defend your integrity. Stand on 10 toes, watch how I protect thee. Law covenant of grace. Out to world in the world full of lies, hypocrites, and hate stories. All prophets tell they read you in and twist up the truth. How you praying to auto God, call it the rule. Be careful your feet, don't get caught hurt whoever lies. Yeah, they disguise the truth. I think it's powerful, dirty King Solomon the truth. Feeling the truth, I go hard to pull, big is my boo. Go hard against them devils, spiritual game, I'm the truth. OC, again, I'm check, they check it. I miss my kids, they've been gone too long. Too much pride, pain, had my mind gone. I wanna leave, but St. Louis is my home. I miss my family every time that I'm gone. Now here they come, dirty, trying to hinder up your blessing. At the throne, bring it up, transgress. Just facing your true character, screaming, teach him a lesson. The devil's advocate got my people second guessing. Although at the same time, the most high steady blessing. I'm a human too, dirty. I get mad like the recipe. Star brat never, I develop my own recipe. In life, you gotta follow your dreams. That mean no sleep. Now that's deep, soon as you open your mind, feel me.
You gon' feel me.
They got your mind sleep. Happy brain, rapping, buying lines and muffin, baby, feel weak. They acting dirty, bought them right music. Bobbing their heads, screaming, I can be that music. Obtain the power by law of attraction, then they abuse it.
Breaking my brand, trying to write all my wrong. I miss my kids, they've been gone too long. Too much pride, pain, had my mind gone. I wanna leave, but they don't want to.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Mr. Louis Bag. I like that.
I appreciate it.
I like
you.
The song, the video. I like the look. It looked good on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Make you feel good.
And let me find out you got some vocals, too. You'll be
high. I told you, my
bit.
Mama, I sang in the choir forever. I was like the child choir director.
You know, it's so funny. Like, you know, I think I heard you try to, like, I heard you not trying, but I actually heard you singing Prince earlier today. It was like, you was hitting him. I was like, where is this coming from?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Prince, you did it again. You get.
Yeah, but I was in the choir for a long time. You know, we sing all the time.
Dope. Okay. So Tiffany Wilson, we have her in the building.
Hey, Tiffany.
What up?
We love it. We love it. Mm-hmm. Just in time because we were going to show one of your other music videos. I picked it. It's very familiar. It's very reminiscent of a song that I thought we were kindred spirits, me and Tiffany. I have this song called Suitcase. And I believe the name of her song is what? Is it Shut the Door?
You're going to show that?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to show it. And there's no objections. Go on and hurry up and show it, Tony, before she starts talking. I think we were talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Get your ass out of here. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Don't let it hit you.
Don't let the good Lord.
Oh, look at you. You got all the sides of you. You know once you leave, ain't no coming back. Shut the door. Don't let
OMG. Yes, and yes. I love it. I love it.
Oh, he's a baby then.
He was blowing. You wasn't blowing like a baby. You were blowing like a grown woman. Mm-hmm. I love that song.
Shut the door. Wow. I don't see that in years.
Get you on the way out. Come on. Come on, sis.
Shut the door.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Don't let it. Yeah. I ain't saying that song in forever.
You can do. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, welcome in, Tiffany. I know that we are, visiting you at your, at your show, at your job right now, but you're so gracious to let us in so we can see.
Thank you.
But we want to hear you regardless. We got a couple of TikTok videos we're going to show. This is the light side of the conversation. There's a few jokes, but then we're going to get into some things. So,
indeed.
Without further ado, show one of those TikTok videos for us, Tony, please.
Huh?
I don't fuck with Downtown.
What?
I don't fuck with
Downtown. What are you saying? Somebody saying I don't fuck with graham crackers. What do you say?
I don't fuck with Dan
Tuckers. Is that
what
you said?
What?
No, I say I don't fuck with Dan Tuckers.
Are you cussing?
Uh-uh.
What'd you
say? Oh,
oh, my God.
Now, here's my version of the same video.
Huh?
I don't fuck with Dan Tuckers. I don't fuck with Dan Tuckers.
What did he say?
Oh my gosh.
I don't fuck with Jive Turkey.
His grandpa comes through him.
God. He's like, are you cussing?
They don't think so. My nephew just did the exact same. I don't even know what's up with the word fuck right now.
What happened?
Said, Weston, your cousin's at the house. He's playing with your toys. His sister said, Weston, don't be mad. He said, I fucking mad. I mean, I almost crashed the car. I was like, oh my God. I fucking mad.
Out of nowhere.
Probably the clearest thing he'd ever said.
Oh my God. Yeah. He is cussing. It's such a joy to me. I don't know why. I'm just,
I don't consider it cussing. It's just language.
It's a sentiment.
Exactly.
That I picked up on. Absolutely. They understand. I mean it. You know, it's the sentiment. I also said, okay, the ancestors are back. Okay. They have returned.
Is that all we got for those? Those TikTok videos? Oh, we have another funny? Okay. Before we get into this serious thing.
Hilarious.
What do you want to be black?
Fucking a little bit. It's so much cooler some of the time, okay? Every white person wishes they were black a little bit. Any white person who says they don't is a fucking liar or a cop, okay? Do not believe that for even a second, okay? But the silver lining of all of this is it made me do so much reflecting. Like, things that I had never had to put any thought into because they were such first nature to me, I actually thought about. Like, I had never thought about why all of my friends are black. I had never thought about why I'm so comfortable with black people or why I appreciate black people so much. So I did a lot of self-reflecting on it, and the conclusion I came to is that nobody goes through more shit and still enjoys life to the fullest. Nobody. It's so impressive to me. And it's such a beautiful way to live your life because everybody's going to go through shit, but not everybody can bounce back and still enjoy shit to the fullest. And I think it's an absolutely incredible way to live. This is going to seem so dramatic, but I need you guys to take it into consideration. Do you have any idea what it takes to have this country literally built on your fucking back? To this day, still have to fight to be treated like a decent human being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was funny, charismatic, but he also spoke the truth. That's why I like to. That's why I like that video. That's why I wanted to choose that one. I knew that can really take us into some of the most serious part of this conversation that we're going to have. But I'm sure we all have. I want to start with you, Mr. Co-host.
Yes, ma'am.
Just I like what he was speaking on. He was saying that he was comfortable. Around black people because the joy, the natural joy that we have inside, no matter what we've gone through, no matter the persecution that we suffered, we still continue to create. We still continue to have joy and laughter in our heart. And we can take a serious problem like nobody else and turn it into
a joke,
the funniest laughter, money, because, you know, we can tell our story on stage and it, you know, creates fortune for us. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I say with me, you know, taking, I guess it's, some people just when they go through things and it's over, you know, it's no sense of living in that moment no more, you know, you went through it, you learned from it, or you didn't, hopefully you did learn it, so you ain't got to take that test again, but for the most part, you know, coming out of trials and tribulations and things like that, you know, you have a brighter look on life, you know. So you
know how to let it go.
Yeah, well, I do. A lot of people don't know how to let it go, but a lot of people do know how to let it go. So it's like a 50-50 on that. But if you learn how to let it go, it's like Tiffany said last time. When you forgive, you know, you let go of hate, let go of anger. You know, you got to work on some things, you know. But other than that, life is joy.
All right. Life is joy. I guess it's all according to perspective. What say you, Tiffany?
I say quit fucking with it.
Oh, well, come on now.
Ooh, there's that word again.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I mean, so you see that we're unbreakable. Quit trying to break us.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a testament to who we are.
Yeah.
And, you know, for him to be saying they go through so much. Finish the sentence, too, at the hands of us. That, you know, we haven't matured enough to even be able to get over it.
Right.
So, we are built really, truthfully, indestructible. And
that's why we can laugh at it.
And that's how, oh, look at you trying again. You know, oh, baby.
Oh, you tried to break my heart. Oh, that breaks my heart.
You know, they tried to demonize even that strong, you know,
black woman.
Strong black woman. Mm-hmm. They tried to really demonize that. But you see what we have to put up with?
Yeah.
What would we be if we weren't?
Right. I remember someone tried to pull that card on me, but they didn't say it wasn't the strong black woman. But they were like, oh, you're not like really the angry black woman type, you know. And so she was saying that to me, hoping that she could get a rise. And I was just looking at her. I was like, you poor soul. You're such a peasant. Like, why are you?
Keep pushing and see if I'm the angry black woman.
Angry. And nothing, and that it doesn't offend me at all, angry black woman, because yeah. I have plenty to be upset about. If I was going to be angry, I have plenty to be upset about. So what are you doing? Stating facts? Okay. Whatever, you know.
Right.
Next time, say queen, though. but, you know. But that leads us to our next TikTok video, or our next video, period. Play that for me, Tony, please.
You don't drink the Kool-Aid. You don't drink the gold juice. So I was offered the gold juice 3 times in my 20s, my 30s, and
what's
my 40s.
Pee? A lot of golden showers.
The gold juice that I will live forever and I'll have whatever I want. The gold juice. You never offer the gold juice?
No. I'm a scumbag comic. What's the gold juice?
I don't know. I don't know, but I didn't drink it, and I didn't want it. And
is this
I noticed when all the girls, with certain girls on Orange, changed. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's like a real thing. Like, it's all a real thing, and it's scary because they send, like, people after you, and they can, like, kind of moonlight as, like, a friend or, you know, and they're wolf in sheep's clothing. And listen, you can have everything you want, all the fame in the world, all the money. I'm like, what if I just drank it? But then I, you know what I mean? Like, what if I, and I don't know what it is. If it's a metaphor for the gold juice, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Mostly.
And
if there's a tincture that makes you younger, I better know where, you better let me in on this. If adrenochrome's real, I'll be first in line.
Yeah. So I feel like she was pledging her allegiance to the situation. So if Illuminati is watching, hey, I'm down with the shit. You know, come on and let me have
some.
Me
to go.
Yeah, like.
She wants to go.
She wants to smoke. And whether it's youth or whatever, let me get it. Let me get on. Because I'm just a lowly comic. I'm tired of being a lowly comic.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. And then she's trying to get her to tell it all, to say it all. You see, she's half-assed
trying
to tell it.
She's trying to figure out what all she got to do.
Yeah.
All you got to do is drink the gold juice? Oh. Yeah.
Did you? If she
what
quickly
it tastes
said,
like?
What is that? Pee?
Huh? Yeah.
Nine times
quickly
out of
said,
two,
what is that?
Pee.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I got to drink a pee.
She already drank that, and that didn't work.
Who's pissed?
Y'all never seen that video, Two Girls, One Cup?
I heard it, but no, that wasn't going to be me watching.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to bring the chatters in and the callers in later, but I want a really quick shout out to a couple of people online right now. We have DJ Sherman online. He has a show on Saturday at Sky Bar, so check him out. He'll be spinning from 10 p.m. to and on Pacific Standard Time at the Sky Bar. Shout out to YP Dreski, baby, in the building.
Yeah.
Give
up,
a hair
Dre?
Clap, Tony. Yes, Dre. Yeah. His latest project out, mixtape called Player Shit. I call it a family affair.
That motherfucker hard.
It goes hard. One of my favorite songs is All I Can Say Is Whoa. When you do the thing, and nigga, you better get it.
Yeah.
All I can say is whoa. Okay, so shout out YP Dreski. Shout out to.
Do we get to see him?
He's on IG Live.
Oh.
He won't come through. Cutest thing in the world, but shy. My kids are shy. I don't know why they're so
he
shy.
He sure is.
Dre ain't shy. He's just waiting for the perfect time.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All.
Look at you got his back. They love each other. They be having a bromance. Yeah. They always got each other back. I can't stand it. I'm like, ugh.
I was the same way. I was like, no, I'm not going on right now.
Okay, Gilbert, shout out to you. Boo Sauce, shout out to you. Mr. Hooks, shout out to you. And then DJ Arson in the building. Met him over in the Middle East. We did some great work over there. R&B DJ / DJ thing. We did the damn thing over there. Shout out to you, DJ Arson. Okay. So what do we got next? We got another video. All righty.
So this king got on TikTok and made this video.
These are human beings. These are nine ether Anunnaki gods. This is a human being. This is a nine ether Anunnaki god from that exact same region. These are human beings. This is a nine ether Anunnaki god from that exact same place. This is a human being. These are nine ether Anunnaki gods.
But what caught my attention is the comment section. A lot of Asian people and the descendants of colonizers were busy complaining that he is dividing the masses. And I was like, oh, so now it's division. How exactly is it division though? Aren't you guys the same people that come from ancestries that declared our own ancestors not human? Aren't you guys the same people that come from ancestors that segregated our own ancestors? Your ancestors were the same people that refused to share anything with our ancestors, including washrooms, buses, and even the name human, because we were considered less human. But now that we, the descendants, are agreeing with you that, yes, you're right, we are not human. That is when you want to call it division, or you wanted him to say, these are humans and these are the uncivilized watermelon-eating monkeys. Because I'm sure the comment section would have been different then. See, the king did not even take away your rightful title that your ancestors refused to share with us. Yes, you all are the humans. But he gave us our own title, so we don't have to scramble with you over yours anymore, like our ancestors did countless times, but you still said no. So why exactly are you guys mad? It's giving narcissism. It's giving cognitive dissonance. I'll keep my speeches on, so you all better be convincing in your explanation of why exactly you are mad, because I'll wait.
Who sent that in, Tony? Indigo ZZZ. Okay, shout out to you. I like her. I like her content a lot. I like her. What say you, Tiffany?
I agree. So it's ironic.
Okay.
Because I remember years ago, remembering when the word mankind.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of came into play,
and
it was like, well, then, because we were human, and then it became mankind, and it was like, well. Well, what was the difference? Mm-hmm. But just recently, in the comment sections of somewhere else, it got me Googling, where he said the word human actually means, in law, monster.
Okay.
Which strengthened my agreement. Like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, so, so I had to look it up. It's in the Black's Law Dictionary.
Okay.
And you can Google it. But, I did find it. I was trying to go back to it now, but what it's monster definition and the legal meaning of human.
Okay.
So I absolutely believe there is a genetic difference, and we are nine ether beings.
And so, what is a nine ether being?
So just off of what she just said, as far as the human beings being a monster.
Okay.
You know. On the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, it says that as us as Black people, that we are only one third of a so they're already admitting who we are.
It was just demonized.
Yeah.
So we thought it was something like
it's already been admitted.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's just based off of what she just said. Now the nine it's Anunnaki, the offspring of the angels who slept with the daughters of men. Basically, it's that story.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tiffany, what's a nine ether being?
It is those brown
melanated people. I know what I did, I have not gone into tons of study around specifically, nine either. I know that there is, it ranges from, is it 5 to 9? And the coiling of your hair is a descriptor or an identifier of nine either. So like when you see when we or a melanated man cuts his hair really low, there's that pattern at the top of the head that
the waves.
That is significant or signifying of that nine either. Our hair pattern coils in the nine. And as you go lower in those ethers, because there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think one, as you go lower, is closer to the monkey.
Okay.
Or something to that effect. Okay. Now, I'm not a scholar.
Right, right.
These are just things that I've stumbled across that have, you know, made me look a little bit. But as you get up to the nine, you get coarser hair or coil your hair in that nine shape.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things, I think, to do with the universe that give us that swirl, that nine or something to that effect.
Okay.
I'm not completely versed in it, but I do know that the nine ether beings are described as us.
Antonia, I saw you put something up. Are you familiar with any of this?
I'm not.
Okay.
I hear it is the most potent power in all of the universe.
Wow.
It's that,
Okay. Wow.
Hmm.
Us. More of us. Us and us. Us and us. We got any chatters? Anybody saying anything on the chat?
Maurice Shelton, a.k.a. Nonsense, the Enforcer himself. What's up? Shout out from Black Pearl ENT in St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. What up with it? What up with it? Anything on your end, Tony? You see anybody chatting with us?
Yeah.
And Facebook, are we still having trouble with people viewing Facebook land? Please hang in there with us. I don't know what's been going on. It's usually public, but my page keeps popping over to friends only. So some people are having a hard time getting on Facebook to see it. So if you're not able to see us on Facebook, please go over to YouTube at Amira the Songstress. YouTube at Amira the Songstress. Join us over there. And you'll be on live as well. You can see us live as well. You can chat it up with us in real time. So go over to Amira the Songstress over to YouTube. And, you know, if you can't engage with us via Facebook, please go over to YouTube. And I still see you guys on Instagram live behind the scenes. But if you're used to watching face forward, front facing, and you want to see us front facing, if you're not able to see us on Facebook today, please go over to YouTube at Amira the Songstress. Also, if you want to call in, that call-in number is 563-999-3696, and you're able to call in and chat it up with us, add on to this conversation, make any comments, ask any questions in regards to this conversation that we're having today, or if you just simply want to do a shout-out, 563-999-3696. We're getting ready to start taking callers. Is there anyone on the line, Tony? No one as of yet. Okay, so we can keep going. What video do we have next?
There's so much going on.
Why they won't teach us the history of Egypt? After you have shackled and enslaved a people, branded, castrated, lynched, burned, and tortured them, you called them 3/5 of a man, subspecies, an ape, a monkey, and a general inferior creation, how can we then admit that they are our teachers and the ones who gave us civilization? How can we admit that we descended from Greece and from Rome, and that Greece and Rome stole everything they knew from Egypt? How to admit that? There's no room in a white supremacist psyche for black contributions to civilization or world progress. This reaches too far into the consciousness of the so-called objective white scholars of academia and their black-skinned counterparts. This is like asking a Nazi to accept the Jewish origins of Nazism and of Hitler, if that were the case. They couldn't accept it if it were true any more than the white supremacists can accept the African origins of civilization, the African origins of Christianity, the African origins of science, the African origins of everything. Philosophy originated in Egypt. Math originated in Egypt. Theology originated in Egypt. Philosophy originated in Egypt. Letters originated in Egypt. Everything started there. They were as ancient to the Romans as the Romans now are to us. And that's what we don't really understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she dropped some knowledge. She dropped some knowledge.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, when are they going to stop, you know, the lies, the deceit, and, you know, everyone is waking up, everyone on a very wide scale.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I mean, when they say the revolution won't be televised, it has been, you know.
It's definitely televised, and the lies have never stopped. They're just going to get worse, you know.
I mean, the jig is up, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, the way I look at it, I was thinking about it earlier, you know. You know, generations are different ages. You know what I'm saying? So this is the age of information,
mm-hmm.
age of
revelation,
age of information. Anything you want to know, you can go jump online and figure it out. We know that they've lied to us in the past, like through the churches and things like that, different pastors and different agendas or whatever it is they're doing. But also, you got to understand with this age that we're in right now, it's easier to lie online. Make sense?
But it's also, as you just said, easy to for the truth to be revealed.
Yeah.
So I believe that we're just at this point, we're outrunning the lies. Like we're discovering mm-hmm. information at a rapid speed. Some of us are actually getting downloads. Some of us are, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing research in the conventional way. But it's either way it goes, it's at a rapid speed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're totally outrunning the lies. We're no longer just talking about, okay, the history books is full of lies. But now everyone knows that the history books is full
mm-hmm.
of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows. And it's upsetting a nation of people.
Yeah.
So therefore, we're going to keep having information revealed to us because we're going to keep digging for information now. Now everybody's looking. Now everybody has everything under a microscope. And I actually think there are some people that feel like, wow, we've been bamboozled as well. We thought it was just the black folks that was bamboozled and hoodwinked. We literally been lied to, and it kind of destroyed our community as well, because we really all could have came together at one point in time and made sure that we all had food to eat, all had clothing to wear, all had houses to stay in, all had clean, fresh drinking water, that we all, you know, were able to, at the very least, the very basics of living.
Mm-hmm.
We could have done that. We could have all came together and did that, but instead they divided us. We kept fighting. We kept hurting each other. And, you know, war after war after war after war after war, it didn't have to be this way. So I think now some people are like, okay, the uprising is happening. You know, the mothership has landed. I keep telling y'all that. The uprising is happening in real time.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be down? I think that's where everyone else is. How can I be down? Don't forget about me. You remember that? What was it? What was the in the Bible? What did it say? Don't forget about me in the what? Some, who said what? Did somebody, the man on the cross with Jesus? What about it? Tell me the story.
Okay. So you're talking about.
But it reminds me of that. It's like, don't
about
forget
about
Jesus,
me. When Jesus was on the cross, Yeshua was on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
was on the cross. And that you had the murderer and the thief mm-hmm. on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thief went on to die, but the murderer confessed his sins to Jesus and told him, don't forget about me when you get to, you know what I'm saying, heaven. When you get there, you know. So.
And so, you know, all of us, we have our philosophies and our truths and our facts about what heaven actually is. So we on our last show, we discussed the fifth
mm-hmm.
dimension,
mm-hmm.
and that's a layer. We also discussed before that there are seven layers of heaven. We also discussed that heaven is also a state of mind.
Yeah.
But then we also evolved and discussed that heaven is a state of beingness.
The consciousness.
Beingness.
Yeah.
Their beingness.
Yeah.
So when someone doesn't know how to get to heaven, now we understand that heaven is not what traditionally what we thought it was.
Exactly.
So when someone doesn't understand how to get to heaven or afraid that they're going to be left behind,
mm-hmm.
now I think that the world is turning to this state of they're saying to the chosen ones, because we are now recognized, don't forget about me.
Right.
Go ahead, Tim.
No, I think, sorry, I got folks coming in the room. I have a couple of friends who both had very similar dreams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can walk out. Can I walk out once, Marco?
No, because you're at the theater.
I'm in theater.
Oh, you're in theater?
Yes.
Never mind. You're good.
Okay, thank you.
She's so humble.
Mm-hmm.
She is so humble. We know, we saw it all unfold. We know exactly what just happened. You're so humble. That was gracious. Go ahead.
When you say, because like I'm a forever student.
Yes.
So like, did you guys watch They Clone Tyrone?
Yep.
Yes, I did watch that.
So what we have to also consider is the man who created the system to oppress
hold
a
on
community.
1 second. We can still hear you, but we lost the feed. Give us 1 second. But we can still hear you, though. But give us a second.
I can see something's frozen. Okay.
There you go.
Am I back?
Yeah. Is he? Are they? Can they see her?
They're something.
Hold on 1 second. Give us a second.
Okay. Yes, you're going.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. We're good. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Tim.
But the person who created that oppression for the community was us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, he had, the Caucasian man as the face, as the muscle, as the bully.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got down to the lowest level of it, it was us.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's all us,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they are just, when you say, oh, we all got bamboozled, they were a pawn too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They were lied to as well. You are not superior.
Yeah.
You've been lied to.
Yeah.
They were created on, and that whole, that whole idea of being superior.
Yeah.
It messed with them too. For one, they didn't develop, even sometimes the strength necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I think that leads to why they are the leading cases in suicide,
mm-hmm.
and all these things. You have to live up to something you're not actually.
Yeah.
But they were a pawn the same. They were bamboozled as well.
Yep.
And were, have been used as a weapon.
That's
in
right.
My opinion.
I concur.
Mm-hmm.
I concur. You know what? I want to interrupt this really quick and take this commercial break so we won't forget it. A word from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Or what is it called? Cram Studios?
Cram Pro Studios.
All right.
Shout out to Cram Pro Studios down in La Brea, California.
Yes, 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 yes.
Let me tell you something, homie. These clubs, these parties, all this ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are, is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're going to fly.
Tell me a little bit about that so they can book sessions with you.
Okay, Grand Pro Studios. Guys, if any independent artists out there, we're running a special right now. I'm one of the engineers there. Mellow Matt.
Say that again. I'm sorry. It got distorted.
We have a special going on at the studio. They can book me as an engineer. I am audio engineer. Graduated from Nelly School of Music, St. Louis. I'm a Nelly alumni, but we got a special going down. It's in La Brea.
Okay.
La Habra.
Okay.
La Habra, California.
Mm-hmm.
It's $60 an hour.
All right.
That gets the engineer too, mix and master. It's a pretty dope studio.
Oh, so when they leave the studio, they can leave with a mixed and master product.
Yeah.
In one session?
Depends on how they record, but if you book them enough time, yeah. It depends. Artists. rappers are different than R&B.
Well,
artists.
No, I'm just asking for the people so they. Can...
But yeah, whatever you come in and you get your record done, you're gonna leave with a mix and a master. You're gonna leave with a light
from you.
From me.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right, people, you heard that on here, 2020 Vision.
I feel like I just got stuck into something.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. You know. Okay. Yeah. Let me go with that. Let's do that. I wanted to talk about the top 5 self-help strategies. I was wondering if we, as a panel, side note, any callers, Tony? Okay. We as a panel can come up with 5 self-help strategies to help out the people, to help, you know, so, and that is by sharing some of our strategies. If you have 5 of them that you can name, that's great. If you don't, collectively, you should come up with 5 top 5 self-help strategies. So what are some of the things that I'm going to start with Tiffany. What are some of the things that she does? What are some of the things that you do to help yourself? Whether it's if you feel maybe there's some anxiety coming on, what would you do for that? If you felt like you needed to be motivated, like you just couldn't get yourself up to do what you normally do, something is bothering you about the day or the week that you're having or bothering you about the thing that you do, maybe it's seeming mundane. What do you do to get yourself out of that funk? What do you do to get yourself up? So things like that. That's what I'm looking for when we talk about the top 5 self-help strategies.
Thing that I had to be really conscious about was correcting my self-talk.
Okay.
There's always that inner voice sometimes like, oh, I want to start a new line of clothes. Girl, who gonna wear it? You know? There's always that. You know, there can be, and I've had to purposely override that, you know, like, shut up, no, type of situation, you know, where I have to be, you know, I just did it the other day, like, there is a benevolent energy that loves me and wants to see me acquire all of my heart's desires.
Okay.
That voice sometimes isn't as loud as the one who says, who's going to wear your stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have to consciously be aware when those thoughts pop into my head and correct them by saying something, you know, opposite of what my fear might be. Or so who's going to wear it? You know, everybody going to want to wear this skirt, you know? I mean, and sometimes it's audible. You know, go ahead and be crazy and talk to yourself out.
So there's a balance that you have to create in yourself, because there's sometimes there's that constructive criticism that we do to ourselves. And sometimes there's just, oh my God, we just kill ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves. Sometimes we just dog ourselves out. But for you, are you saying that it's a more of a balance that you have to find, or just totally do away with that, you know, any negative talk? Any adverse talk?
I think sometimes to come back to the middle, you have to go to the far other end, the other extreme.
Yeah.
And that is to get really comfortable with loving self.
Okay.
So that even when you do receive correction
from self,
you know, or you have to, wait a second, am I tripping? That you still, you don't lose. It's easy to get discouraged. So sometimes receiving correction can end, you know, you fixate on it.
Yeah.
And so when you get to the farther side of completely believing in yourself, when you're saying, hey, you know, it doesn't take a gash out of you, or, okay, yeah, I got it. Cool, no problem. But yeah, so I don't see anything wrong with going to the far other extreme.
As well.
Like everybody and their mama going to be lined up for my shit.
Right. Right.
You know? Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And that part too. I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk
about it.
I was hearing something the other day where the guy said, where do you think all your thoughts go?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I was just about to touch on it.
They're landing somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
And every thought that's ever been thought still exists, you know?
Still exists. And so you want to put as many good thoughts out there so that, you know, that's it. So, yeah, that's one thing I do is I am actively trying to correct my self-talk and the voices that pop into your head.
And it sounds like in order to do that, so you're, one of your top self-help strategies is to correct self-talk that is, you know, harmful to you, that's not serving you, that's, you know, maybe doubtful self-talk, maybe negative self-talk. And it seems the way that you've been able to do that is allow the thought, you know, because even as it becomes extreme, sometimes you have to just allow it and you watch it come and then you watch it go. And you accept it, you don't judge it, but you change it if it's not serving you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
I try not to feel it as much either.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the fixate on it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, it's the fear that, you know, or that the feeling you attach to it.
Yeah,
the emotion.
FYI, is 6:50. I put you into about 6:55. Last time you was able to give us 5 more minutes, but if not this time, that's fine. But it just let you know it's 6:50.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still only partially dressed, so I actually have a couple of things to put on.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. We could. We can have you for 5 more minutes, or we could.
I enjoy you guys. I know. I think I can. I got a couple more minutes.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, what did you want to add on to that?
Oh, she hit it on the nose. You know, sounds like she does it a different way than I do. As far as myself.
So you'll give us the number two.
Number two what?
The number two self-help. She gave us one, so we're going to do
So the number two self-help is calm down.
Yeah.
Calm
didn't
down.
Did we say something to you about the pause?
Huh? Yeah, pause.
Didn't we say something? Did you say something to me once about the pause? If you just calm down,
pause,
the solution comes in that
pause.
Yeah.
Just calm down. You know, I have to tell myself that I learned that in a major way in the past couple of years of my life.
Uh-huh.
Just calm down, because you're going to. First of all, you got to understand that it's not you telling yourself these things all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's not you putting these things in your head. It's the individuals around you, the company that you keep, and then there's the familiar spirits. You know what I'm saying? So you got familiar spirits whispering in your ear all the time. Calm down. If you calm down, it's going to be all right. Just refocus. Refocus and you know, maybe it'll be all right. Maybe it won't, but you're still going to be all
right. Right.
You know
what I'm saying? So you're still going to be all right. Maybe it'll be all right and maybe it won't, but you're still going to be all right. I like that. I like that. Okay, so we have calm down. We have correct the self-doubt talk. Those are the two of the 5 top strategies. Let me see if I can add on to that. A self-help. A self-help strategy that I like a lot, and we talk about it a lot. We talked about it on this show. Tiffany speaks about it a lot. Is the forgiveness? Is the the forgiving exercise, and that forgiving exercise starts with self. And so you look in the mirror, and you talk to yourself, and you tell yourself the things that you forgive yourself for. And that is, I mean, it's. When I speak about it, when I hear myself speak about it, it sounds so simple, right? You're like, okay, I can do that. But as you start looking at yourself and talking to yourself and telling yourself and talking to yourself about the things that you want to forgive yourself for, it's an emotional thing. It's an emotional roller coaster. That thing can take you out of here. I mean, crying and snotting the whole time. But you realize how valuable that exercise is, because if you're crying and hurting and frustrated, imagine how much hurt and frustration you've been carrying against yourself. You know how you feel when you don't forgive somebody else. Somebody did some shit to you, you don't like them, you know, when you see them, you're going to, you know.
Bust their head
bust
to the white meat.
Right, something like that, right? Right? Yeah. And you want to hurt that person or see that person hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Imagine feeling that way about yourself. You know what I'm saying? And so, that forgiveness, that exercise of forgiveness, starting with self, is then you can go and forgive the others. You know, because sometimes I would get mad for allowing myself to be victimized. Say it again.
Oh.
if somebody said or did something to me and I don't feel like I took up for myself accurately or, you know, adequately, if I don't feel like I did a good job of taking up for myself, or if I felt like I didn't take up for myself, or if I felt like I chose to stay silent,
mm-hmm.
and the silence might have been the best move at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't stop it from haunting me that mm-hmm. I didn't do more.
You didn't say.
Or I didn't say more.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the forgiving others is the forgiving myself for, you know, feeling like I've been bullied or feeling like, you know.
You didn't say, you got to forgive yourself for keeping your peace.
For keeping my peace. I remember I called you one time when when you were out of town,
uh-huh.
and I called you and I was like, he said this and he said that, and he won. I said, he won. And you know about this one too, Tiffany, you know, when I thought he won because I didn't say as much, but I was protecting myself because I was in a situation where I wasn't driving, so I didn't know how that was going to end up. And I was mad than a motherfucker that I didn't get to say everything that I wanted to say to his punk ass.
Mm-hmm.
But
he got to live with those words. He got to live with that.
Like, calm down. Hold on, it's going to be all right.
Oh, so you got to go? Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, give me one more, but okay.
I do have one more.
Okay, one more. Okay.
And for me, I think it really started to help is visualizing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I feel like I can't. There was one time I feel like I really traveled into like the astrals during my meditation.
Mm.
And the other time I felt like maybe I'm not super successful at it. Then I realized I am because what I began to do was just simply visualize.
Yeah.
And then connect with that feeling. It just, when you see it begin to show up, some of the things that you just saw in your own mind, it's
everything.
Definitely, what's that word, fortifying. You're like, oh, okay, I am magical. I am powerful.
Yeah.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like when you see yourself lose the 10 pounds, you get motivated to keep going, you know, towards your health goals. So visualizing was really good for me. In part with combating my own negative self-talk. But then when I saw it working, it definitely empowers you too.
I agree. So that's our fourth one. We got one more, but I want to say goodbye to Tiffany. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Love, Life, and Light. We'll be there soon to see the show ourselves, you know. Yes. But thank you so much for chiming in with us, and we'll have you back again.
Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of y'all night.
All right.
See you later.
Give me the fifth one. So we have y'all give another hand clap for Tiffany Wilson, the phenomenal vocalist, activist, freedom. I wanted to say freedom fighter, but freedom, what did I call her last time instead of fighter? Because she's not fighting freedom, but freedom, I can't think of it right now, but freedom activist. calming down. I want to put it in that order first. We're going to calm down so that
mm-hmm.
we can stop the negative self-talk.
Right.
Then we forgive ourselves
mm-hmm.
and then we forgive others.
Mm-hmm.
Then we want to visualize whatever it is that we want and desire
mm-hmm.
because that's where God connects with us at in our visualization because that's what God did to,
mm-hmm.
for us to be created.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and since God gives us true heart's desires, then going to our heart, which where God lives, which is, okay, I'm just saying it all is connected.
Running on down. Yahweh.
Number five. Give
Breathe.
Us number five.
Breathe.
Chase, what up, Chase the Dice? Shout out to Chase the Dice. Go ahead.
Number five is breathe. Okay, so when I say breathe, mm-hmm. I mean, I just learned this. It's a breathing exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're visualizing,
mm-hmm.
you're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take okay, I smoke a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes.
Or no, cigars. Well,
weed,
I'll say both.
All of that. So anyway.
Why you going to make me say when I was saying, you going to slide weed in there while I was in the middle of saying you know, I don't feel about weed. You know, weed is a good thing. You going to make, anyway, go ahead, I'm listening.
Marijuana. Okay, so breathe. So I take it like, anybody who smokes cigarettes, smokers, people that work at work, go to work. Whenever they get pissed off, like when I was in the military, we get pissed off, drill sergeant pisses off, sergeant pisses off, we go outside, we smoke a cigarette. But the test is a known fact that whenever you're smoking a cigarette, it doesn't calm you down. It actually turns you up. You know, it makes your adrenaline rush. But the fixation of smoking is what calms a person down. But it's really not the, even this, it's not this what calms down. It's the breathing. When you smoke a cigarette or you smoke weed or anything, you go.
I wish I was doing that right now, but Tony would be all kinds of mad at me, kick me out, can't never come back to the studio.
So it's,
okay,
so it's a breathing exercise. The breathing exercise is to calm you down and to get your false alarms from going off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, when you're overthinking and you're going through stuff, that's our false alarm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like an oversensitive car alarm. Mm-hmm. Driving down the street, somebody with a loud speaker, doom, 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 mm-hmm. drop it, and the owner coming out with his gun because he thinks somebody breaking in the car,
mm-hmm.
but ain't nobody breaking the car. It's a false alarm. It's the same thing with certain things in life. Certain things in life, it may seem like that's what's going on because of moving, you know, however a person move or whatever it is they're doing. Maybe they said something. Maybe they said it the wrong way. It's a false alarm. You don't know. You don't have to react so fast and so abruptly about everything in life. So breathe.
Breathe.
Breathe while you're visualizing.
Number five. We have five of them, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. We're going to count them down. All right. First thing you want to do is calm down.
Calm the fuck down.
Second thing you want to do is stop that negative self-talk.
Stop. Why are you going to keep saying I can't? Can't?
Number three is forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. You lied.
And others.
And others. You got to. Come on. You're going to have to talk yourself through that one.
Number four is visualize.
Visualize. Close your eyes and center and look in the center of your heart. Visualize right here. That's your third eye right there. Then visualize what it is you want to see happen, and there it is. Now breathe.
All right. And then the number five, he tried to beat me to say it because he's a hater. He can't even stay in his lane. I'm giving him the floor. He got to take mine too. See, I swear.
I play too much. I'm sorry. I play too much.
Number five is breathe. Breathe, 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 breathe. Breathing is everything. It's even the sound of God's name.
Yep.
So, you guys, we came down to those last couple of minutes. We got to get out of here. Unless there's any callers, anybody decide to call in at the last minute. Okay, no more callers. Any more chatters?
Yeah. Nonsense to say. Can't wait to be on the show. Going to look up the nine ethers.
Wonderful.
And break it down.
Come on with it. Come on and break it down. Anybody else that knows what the true meaning of a nine ether being is, I'm going to know.
But
at the end of the day, if you do know, you want to join the conversation for next time around, please feel free to chime in via YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or call us at 563-999. What is it? I can't see it.
3596.
3596. And you got to say to God. Anyway.
You a hater. I'm all a hater.
All right, last comment.
And
handle, please.
Chief Louis, back to God. Last thing I want to say is, you know, think happy thoughts. I know what I want to say.
Okay.
I want to say one more thing after, because it just popped in my head when you said the breathing thing.
Mm-hmm.
After you're visualizing,
mm-hmm.
you're breathing,
mm-hmm.
it's like you said, because mm-hmm. The breath of life is God's name,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we are made in God's image.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when you're visualizing and you're breathing life into your visualization.
Oh, you want to say what I was saying earlier. Okay,
is that what you said?
Go ahead and say it. I mean, they didn't hear it when I said it.
You know what? I'm done. Tony, what you got to say?
You ain't hear what I said. It sounds much better coming out your mouth.
Okay, maybe anyway. I was doing something else. My bad. Okay.
Oh, not listening. Not
oh, no, no. You talking about the Yahweh thing. No. I was saying it correlates all together. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing the five
he's
steps.
Say it again, Tony.
I am going to say it
he's
again.
He's going to reiterate just to
I
say
quit.
The same thing over again. You quit?
I quit.
Good. All right. Shout out Ricardo from Brazil, darling. Yes, yes, yes. Brazil. Oh, you know about Brazil. And the way you said it with that smile on your face, you said Brazil. Now you're talking, I'm talking Tony's language now. Shout out Brazil, you know. Chase the Dice, he said, don't left behind series, ha, ha, ha. And Crack and Tackle joined. Hey. He said, hey, beautiful. You have to love yourself before you can love others. That's right. Sure. You definitely have to do that.
Juggernaut Boy joined. And also the Kraken Taco said they teach you how to breathe in therapy. He also said, I used to have a bad temper. Anything was anything would set me off, and I had to learn how to control. And it was, and I was doing breathing treatment, and it worked for him. Good for you, you know. And I thank you for sharing that with the people. I believe that breathing oxygen is everything. The breath of life is everything. I want to be on the show. You can. Give me a shout out. All right, you know what? I do $5 shout outs. All right, so run me that $5.
Dang, but you, honey, get some more beef.
But the the Kraken Taco, no, he needs to be serving me, honey. You keep getting confused.
You're right.
The Kraken Taco, see this one right here, boy. He swear he the prize.
Who?
He swear he's prettier than me. That's what his problem
Lord
is.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Tony. Help me.
You can be on the show, Anthony. Shout out to the Kraken Taco. It is the best tacos in Southern California, baby. If you don't know, now you know.
Now
you know. Kraken Taco, check him out. He even has vegan options for those who are vegan. But anyway, you guys, this has been another episode of 2020 Vision, and the message is what it always is: love, life, and light. You know, you guys, we're going to elevate. We have to elevate. Life itself is going to continue to evolve. We might as well jump on so that we can go as well. We're all trying to get to that next layer of heaven. If you haven't created that heaven for yourself, which you absolutely can, you can use some of these 5 steps of self-help to get there. All we want to do is bring you love and light. All we want to do is bring you education. All we want to do is use entertainment as a vessel to lift us higher. Again, my name is Amira the Songstress, and you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, anywhere you like to listen at Amira the Songstress, or YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, anywhere you would like to look at Amira the Songstress. And remember, stay focused.
No regrets, no regrets, no regrets.
Let me fix my crown,
baby.
Like dominoes, yeah, it's going down.
My feet off the ground,
elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you, like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess, grab it high so you know I'm blessed. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex. Second, 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 ride high so you know I'm playing.
No regrets, no regrets, no regrets.
Oh, I'm so happy, baby. Yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and light and healing in my energy. Hear a major difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces in strange places. They don't ever change. You should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a replay. Oh yeah. I'm getting close, second, second, second guess, riding high so you know I'm blessed. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a replay.
Baby, baby, I'm getting close,
second, second, second guess, riding high so you know I'm blessed. Yeah, yeah. I came with the keys to the industry, I came with the keys to the industry, I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh.
for this. Came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close. Don't take a second to second guess. By the height, you know I'm blessed. I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex.
I'm getting close.
Don't take a second to second guess.